Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. I'm Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. A new word for you, Ubuntu, U-B-U-N-T-U. It's a Bantu term meaning humanity, often translated as I am because we are, and also humanity towards others, but is often used in a philosophical sense, the belief in a universal bond of sharing that connects all humanity. All of us on this planet share 99.6% of the same DNA, red and yellow, black and white, all a part of one large human family that began to spread out around the earth, around the world, from East Africa 400 to 600,000 years ago. We are a common family. As chairman of the South African Truth and Reconciliation Commission, Desmond Tutu used to describe to speak about Ubuntu, intimately binding it to the spiritual principles of goodness. He describes the person true to Ubuntu as one who is generous, hospitable, friendly, caring, and compassionate. He says it as a state in which one's humanity is caught up and inextricably bound up in other people. Do you remember Bill Coffin when he said, "The smallest package in the world is a human being wrapped up in themselves"? Tutu says of Ubuntu, "I am human because I belong, I participate, I share." In the book Bowling Alone, we find 3 movements that are going on there. It used to be that people would bowl in community. Now, today, people are bowling alone. More people are bowling than ever before, but they're bowling alone. As people move away from groups, be it everything from church to clubs, people are going it alone. The scary thing is that beyond community and not joining groups, people are going down a rabbit hole of isolation. And it's scary when you see that in people. I was a part of the Foundation for Community Encouragement, founded by Dr. Scott Peck. Never have we needed that encouragement more than in the world in which we live right now. I am Richard Wing. This is 3 Good Minutes. I am personally wishing all of you the very best.